Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code on your account?
13502.
13502?
Yes.
May I please have the first and last name?
Judy Lewicki.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
The what?
The shipping address.
Oh, 2137 McBride Ave, Utica, New York. 13502.
I see you had a key trim, keto, and the cleanse. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, they charged my account for $99.85 twice. Can you tell me why?
Okay, let's see here. That was for the subscription. It was a 7-day subscription.
All right, no, I want to cancel that.
Okay, we had to adjust.
I ordered the stuff that was $4.95. I don't know. They didn't say anything about $99.
Okay. Yes, it was $99. That was for the 7-day trial. Now, we hate to lose out to customer. This product does. This is the weight loss supplement, so it does burn fat and made of all natural ingredients. And I can apply up to a 35% discount to your future subscription.
No, I just want to cancel it. I don't have $200 to pay for that stuff. It said it was only $4.95 a bottle. It didn't say anything about $99.
Okay, so not even if I can give you a 50% and push your billing back 60 days?
No, please cancel.
I can't get you at a 75% discount.
Nah, I just got laid off, so I can't really afford that right now.
All right. I'll go ahead and cancel your account out for you. Hang on the line for me.
Okay.
One moment. Alrighty. Your cancellation confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
All right, hold on. Let me just get a pen. All right, C as in Charlie.
662.
662.
899.
899.
005.
005.
Yes, ma'am. Your account has been canceled. Okay.
All right. So will I get that money back into my account?
As far as the charges, no, ma'am.
I won't get any of that back.
No, ma'am.
I want to talk to somebody where I can get my money back. That's ridiculous. $200.
My supervisor gonna inform you on the same thing. That's what I'm telling you. As far as the charges.
I just can't afford that. And it said nothing in the thing when I ordered that.
Yes, ma'am. That information was listed on the website.
Well, I want my money back. If I'm canceling, I want my money back. I'm going to return two things. I have the two things here. I'm just going
to
return
it. You can keep it, but unfortunately, we're unable to issue a refund.
I want something back. There has to be a way I can get some of my money back.
Yes, ma'am. We will
ridiculous.
Not. We will not be able to provide that information because you agreed to the terms and conditions.
It's $200. They had nothing that said about $200 in there. Nothing in the thing.
I don't understand where you're coming from, but this information was listed on the website.
Well, I'm not, yeah, I want money back here.
Yes, I do apologize. We cannot issue the refund.
All right, I want to talk to somebody that's higher up.
My supervisor informed you on the same thing as when I'm speaking to you.
Well, this is ridiculous. $200,000. No, I don't have that money.
Yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. $495 they're supposed to be charged, and then they go around, turn around and charge me $99.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think I can notate anything. I'll try to see what I can do as far as sending you over to supervisor. You will just have to hang on the line for me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I just had to find you a supervisor, so that's why it's taking a little minute.
Okay.
One moment.
All right.
About to get transferred over. Thank you for calling the customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.